Quick announcement. If you're struggling with a new health diagnosis or feeling overwhelmed by your chronic condition, the good news is you can start healing right now. Discover your next steps with the Healing Journey Quiz. In just 3 minutes, find out where you are on your healing path and what actions you can take to move forward. It's practical, straightforward, and designed specifically for anyone navigating health challenges. If you're ready to instigate your healing right now, visit hurdletohope.com/quiz. Remember Hurdle to Hope with the number 2. Also, you can click the link in the show notes below. So I really encourage you to take the quiz, and I can't wait to help you along your healing journey from today. Hey there, Tayshia here, and welcome to episode 16 of Wellbeing Interrupted. If you've been listening to the previous episodes, if you've looked on Hurdle to Hope on Instagram, you'll know that crazy times at the moment. We're packing up from our house down at the beach and moving to our beautiful new property in central Victoria, which is a state of Australia. And one of the biggest decisions I've had to make, or a number of decisions, I guess, has been in relation to making a move to a place about 2.5 hours away and what I'm going to do in relation to my existing support network. And I think sometimes the thought of moving away is so scary that it stops us from making decisions, which I know this decision to move is 100% right for my well-being. But it's scary because all of a sudden the supports I've built over the last decade may or may not be able to be part of my future. Welcome to Wellbeing Interrupted, the podcast dedicated to exploring the transformative power of a healing mindset. I'm Tayshia Rose, your host and the founder of Hurdle to Hope. If you're on a quest to not just survive but thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, then you're definitely in the right place. Living with MS and now stage 4 breast cancer has taught me a vital lesson. In the face of a life-changing illness, our mindset is everything. Each week, I'll share insights, tips, and strategies to help you build a happier, healthier, more balanced life. So let's begin your journey from hurdle to hope, starting right now. So to move or not to move, a few people have, I know, questioned or thought, what am I doing in relation to moving? Because I do. I've got an amazing support network around me. In terms of medically, I've got an incredible oncologist, a great general practitioner, local doctor, a really good surgeon, but I guess she's taken my 2 boobs, so no more to take, so that's all right. A really amazing neurologist, so that's, you know, medically in relation to my conditions and diseases of MS and stage 4 breast cancer. Then to keep me moving, I've built up incredible allied health professionals. I've got amazing neurophysio who visits me every week at home, and that's just been invaluable, that support. I have a speech therapist. As I've shared in previous episodes, my voice is getting heaps better but still not perfect as a result of muscle tension dysphonia. So that was the outcome of the trauma I've been through for the last few years or 2 years. And I see a speech therapist and go through different exercises to get my voice working. And she's doing a good job because I'm doing this podcast, which is amazing. I also see an osteopath regularly who has really helped me with cranial osteo, which is more energy work, as well as normal osteo, I'm not very technical in the way I describe things, but, you know, to help me with muscular soreness and keeping me aligned, because my body does go through a lot with MS. I am in a bit of pain, and so I need to work on my body a lot. And I'm trying to think out who else I have. And I also see an amazing energy healer, because for me, part of keeping well is being proactive with my well-being and also exploring natural therapies. So I think that basically covers my network, but also incredible family close by. My parents live very close by, only about 5 minutes around the corner. So it's a big move away from them, as well as friends I have in the area as well. So with all of that being said, I guess I can understand why some people don't necessarily say it to my face, but I know are wondering why we're moving away from such amazing supports. But as I also talk about, once you quieten your mind, once you really learn to be guided by your intuition, then a decision like this one is made so much more easily, because I know that the most important thing I can do for my healing, so if I want to stay in remission with my cancer, if I want to keep improving my strength and keep getting better with MS, this move is what I need. And I just know that to be true. So with that being the case, if this move is to happen, and it is happening, we're packing up and be out of this house within a couple of weeks, then I need to work out how to continue having a support network when we move. And you may be faced with a similar challenge, and it is scary because you do need to be supported in dealing with life-changing illnesses. And if you don't feel that support, then that's when I think our health suffers, and that's when everything becomes really stressful and overwhelming because we're doing it alone. So part of this move, these are some of the decisions I've made. My neurologist is amazing. I see him only a couple of times a year, and from our place to where he is, it's only a 2-hour drive. I know years ago when I was living in Bendigo, I used to drive to Melbourne, which was 2 hours plus lots and lots of traffic. So I've decided 2 hours on country roads isn't too bad, and I'm wanting to do that because I also know that post-COVID, telehealth has become a possibility, and that option does enable us to stay connected with health practitioners that may be a little further away. So I'll definitely still be seeing him. I also have an infusion every 6 months for MS. I'll still go and have that infusion whether I stay at my parents, or we've got a canopy on the back of the ute. So Andrew says we'll just drive down, he can sleep in the back of the ute, and then drive me back because I can't drive having the infusion because it makes me very sleepy. So that's MS medically dealt with. Next, cancer. And that decision for me has also been made to stay with my existing oncologist. Whether that is the case in 2 or 3 years' time, I'm not sure, but for now, she's been absolutely amazing. I'm in remission, and I want to stay that way, and that connection with her has been incredible. I see her every 3 months. I have a treatment, which I can drive after, every 3 months, and a PET scan every 6 months. So for now, I'll stay with her, and we'll just see what happens there, depending on if I stay in remission for quite a while, then, yeah, we might explore seeing someone else closer by. But it's such a full-on illness, I don't want to mess with that. So I want to stay in remission for as long as possible. So at the moment, we're going to commit to that. And as we've said, even if it means a hotel room every few months, if that's what's needed, well, so be it. That's what we'll do. Next is all of these incredible allied health services that I've had surrounding me. And I know I have to keep up with them, but it's not practical every week to see my beautiful physio. So I'm very sad that I won't be seeing her as often. But if I'm ever down at Mum and Dad's, I can definitely catch up with her and have a session. We can also, we're setting up a gym in one of the sheds on our new property, and I can have some Zoom sessions with her just to check, given that she knows my body so well, to check that I'm doing things right. So that's one way we can stay connected. And also she can help refer me to another physio in the area. My speech therapist, I can continue to see, which is amazing. We can do that via Teams. So I can continue seeing her every 6 weeks or so. Then my incredible energy healer, and I can still see her using Zoom for connections. She's also my business coach as well, and we have regular Zoom sessions. And the good thing for me is she has a holiday getaway, which is not far from our new property. So if we ever need face-to-face sessions, then I can see her there. So that has been my thought process with this move, and I wanted to share it with you because we don't want our health conditions stopping us from embracing change, but we also need to be a bit methodical working out what is best for our health. And for me, I know that I need all the supports that I've established, but some of the way that I receive those supports needs to change, and I need to make new connections as well. What is good about how far I've come over the years is I know that I will connect to the right people that will provide the supports I need. I was confident in that when I was first diagnosed with breast cancer, and I connected to incredible people. I knew no one in this whole world of cancer, but my surgeon, my doctor, my oncologist have got me through such difficult times that again has given me confidence that I will be connected to who I need to be in this next stage of our life. And instead of fearing that, I want to get excited by that because there's so many new opportunities that await. And I know just being surrounded by nature in our block will help me to heal. And I get emotional when I think about that and lost for words because I just am so convinced this is where I need to be, and I feel so at peace when I'm there, that getting all the supports around me will happen. And in terms of family, you know, we'll still regularly be catching up with family when we build our proper house up there. We'll be building a attached sort of unit there for Mum and Dad so they can come and go whenever they want. We'll have our units there for friends and other family members to come and visit. I think we'll be setting up a bit of a commune. So I think really, we'll be surrounded by so many more friends and family and feel so connected that both Andrew and I will really benefit from this move. So like last week's episode, this is another quick one because I'm still surrounded by boxes and not getting stressed, trying to stay very calm because stress is not good for our bodies. So I'm meditating every morning. I'm practicing deep breathing. I'm trying to, in between the boxes, find a spot for my mat so I can do my physio exercises. but I still wanted to stay connected with you and give you a bit of an update. Connect with me on Instagram at hurdle2hope with the number 2, and I'll share some of the behind the scenes of us making this massive move. And I hope some of what I've quickly shared you find helpful, and I'd love you to connect with me by DMing me. That's a bit hard to say when you need a speech therapist, but DM me at hurdle2hope. If you're going through something similar and a bit overwhelmed about setting up a new network, or if you're having a new diagnosis and dealing with that at the moment, I'll put in the show notes some blogs I've got as well about building your support network. Enjoy your day. I'll continue packing and sorting and throwing things out, and I look forward to chatting next week. Bye. Thank you so much for joining me today on Wellbeing Interrupted. If today's episode inspired you or you think it could help others, please share it by tagging at hurdle2hope in your Instagram stories or just by telling a friend about it. To spread our message of healing and hope to those who need it most, your ratings and reviews are invaluable. By taking a moment to rate and review on your listening platform, you help us attract inspiring guests and create content that empowers all of us to thrive. Don't forget to follow me on at hurdle2hope for more insights. I'd love to see you there. Always remember, to thrive after a life-changing diagnosis, your mindset is everything.